One of the things I love the most as a business owner is to know what is working for other business owners right now. I think there is so much power in this insight to be able to see inside other people's businesses, behind the scenes, to pull back the curtain and just see what is happening in the businesses around us. So today, that is exactly what I am going to be sharing. I want to pull back the curtain a little bit on my year so far and share with you some of the best things I've decided to do for my business and the outcomes they have created so far. So if you would like to join me, let's do this and dive in. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, so this episode is going to be a little bit more personal, but of course, I'm hoping quite practical, because I know that I love and take so much away from hearing about what other people have been up to and what of that is working or what hasn't worked and why. And in this episode, I am going to share some of the things with you that have really worked for me this year, because I have been, at the time of recording this, doing my own mid-year audit, just like an episode a few episodes back where I went through a potential mid-year audit for you. So head back and listen to that if you haven't, but I am in the thick of mine and I have just been reflecting on so much that has been working or things that I have changed that weren't working and it turned out really well. And so for this season ending episode of the Seen Love Selling Show, that is right, this is the last episode before I take a tiny little break to bring you even more goodness on the other side. I'm already so honored to have been able to spend 40 episodes with you and have so many plans for so much more after a little break. I thought that this would be the perfect way to wrap up the season. And so I want to share these things with you. Some of them might inspire you. Some of them you might just think, oh, Corinda, that's great for you. But either way, let's just chat human to human, business owner to business owner, and talk about the real deal that's going on behind the scenes. So let's dive in. And I want to start with one that you might have heard me talk about already, but one that I really actually want to recap and say how well this has gone. And it was actually stepping away from Instagram Reels. And again, there's another episode on this, but the short of it was I really felt like Instagram Reels were becoming a point of resistance for me in showing up on Instagram. They were feeling performative. I wasn't living up to my brand value. I didn't feel like that my voice and vibe was coming through the way I wanted. And so what I actually did was I gave myself permission, just like I give other people, to market in a way that felt really good. Now, to be clear, I am not saying Reels are bad. I am not saying I won't return to them. But I realized in that moment that holding on to this pressure that I had created for myself around Reels wasn't serving me, wasn't serving my business, wasn't serving my people. What I gave myself permission to do was step back and remind myself that when we are marketing, the ways that we market, Reels, carousels, posts, emails, podcasts, These are vehicles for our messages. And yes, we want to use vehicles that are fast and shiny and have all the best features and all of that type of stuff, right? We absolutely want to be doing that. But here's the thing. If you actually like detest that vehicle, if you're like, no, I would rather just not go to work than get in that vehicle and go there for whatever reason, right? That becomes a problem. And so for me, I had started to not get in the vehicle to go to work for, you know, a bit of an analogy when it came to reels, when I was like, oh, I should post a reel today because of this reason or that reason, I would balk and like would procrastinate and whatnot. So what I did was I actually removed the pressure to create reels and I created more carousels. I created more single posts. I really like started doing some more personal stuff that I was putting in my stories on my feed. And it has gone so well. And so I think there's an insight in all of this for us in that you don't have to keep doing something just because other people are doing it or even just because it works, right? If it doesn't work for you, it's okay to find a different way there. It's also okay to take a backseat and not write something off completely. So I have not written reels off. I am just saying that right now they're not working for me. And we're allowed to be humans that live in this duality as well as like not right now. And that's essentially where I am with reels. And I really hope to get back to them soon. And I'm doing some stuff behind the scenes and I still help other people create theirs and coach people with them. And I love them, but just not for me and my value and where I was at that stage with, you know, my voice and my vibe and my brain and my communication style. And this is your permission slip to cater your business for you and your people. And if something works for you and your people, that is perfect. So that is the first thing that I have done and loving it. The next thing that I have done that has made just the biggest difference this year is really doing what I teach and preach about looking at my value ladder, my offer suite, the way that I'm bringing people into my world, how I'm serving in each of these programs, what is in each of these programs, the boundaries around them, the deliverables around them, and looking for where I can make this the best that it can be in terms of actual profit being made, in terms of the way I am serving people inside, and the way that this is serving me as well. So just a few things on this, for example, is I decided that I wanted more visibility, strategic visibility, more nurturing, and to call in a particular type of ideal client into my world. And I released a new low ticket offer. And already it is just doing exactly what we know low ticket offers do. We talk about them all the time here, but it is really bringing perfect people into my world, creating me profit, showing them at that same time my skills in this area, the support I can provide them in this area, getting them outcomes, and then moving them out the other side into programs that are in my value ladder. And each of those programs, again, I only have two. I've got the Content Mastery Club and then the Scalable Business School, but also in those programs, really making sure they are the best they can be. Two episodes back, I really spoke about having my highest profit year, even though, you know, marketing reach and engagement has been lower. And this is hands down one of the things, having this value ladder and really paying solid attention to it and knowing its power. This is one of the things that I am so glad that I have put time and attention and energy into, because the offers that we have in our business control our profit, control our days, control our energy, control our mindset, control our impact in the world. And I truly think that in a world where we can get distracted looking for trending audio or the latest Canva templates or something like that, there is actually so much to be said about getting into your offers and reviewing them, looking at the experience. And I can't say too much, but I am taking the experience in my offers even further over the next, you know, 12, 18 months. I have some really, 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 really big plans for that, which is the perfect segue into the next thing I wanted to mention, which is kind of two things. And that is that I made the decision to make sure I was not playing smaller than I truly wanted to. Now, there's some nuances here. So again, this is quite personal. I'm going to talk you through it, but I realized that I have an amazing business and I'm so proud of it and I'm so incredibly proud of what I get to do and who I get to help, I am content, but I also think that I needed to recognize that there was this little bit of hunger inside me to grow again. And when I say a little bit, a lot, right? And I was kind of like talking myself down from it, where I was like, but Corinna, things are so good. You've got such a beautiful community, blah, 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 blah. Like, you should just be happy. And I am happy, but I've also realized that I have some other goals that I want to achieve. There's a lot of things that I want to do to help animals and community and women and things I want to achieve in my own life and for my family. And I'm like, you can go bigger. And so that's what I've decided to do. I'm going to go bigger with Soul. And in order to do that, I signed up for a coaching program. And that has been already an amazing, amazing, amazing decision. So it is like a mastermind style program with people who are doing incredible soul-centered but very smart things in the world. And I just cannot stress enough two things. It is so important to really recognize when we want more, when we are meant for more, and when it is aligned that we have more. Because I know personally, I can hold myself back thinking, you should be happy, you have this, you want to really appreciate what you've got, but also know that it's okay to want more as well. But then to also recognize that one of the ways that we can get to those places is to actually have support, proximity, activation along the way. So I'm so excited that one of the things that has really worked is to recognize and to submit to this, like, I want to do more in the world. I want to be more. I want to earn more. I want to help more. And to also recognize that one of the easiest, best, funnest, most aligned, most supportive on the hard days way to get there is to have community around you, to have people who are walking the same path or who have already walked that path as well. So I have joined a coaching program, a mastermind program for myself, and I am just absolutely loving that. But here's the nuanced part. There was also a second part to this that I recognized when I was signing up for this, and that is that I have made the decision that I want to be overflowing in abundance, in richness, in choice. I want to be deeply impactful. And I want to do all of that without needing to feel like I need to be popular. I want to craft a quiet, potent, deep space on the internet where I help deeply the most amazing people, aka you. But I am truly done with virality. I am truly done with a cult-like brand. I am just truly done thinking that we need those things to be someone who can be overflowing in abundance and overflowing in impact, that has to go hand in hand with somehow getting the biggest reach, the most podcast downloads, the biggest YouTube channel, whatever that might be. And this group actually that I've joined is a group of people who some of them are like the most known experts in the industry, but also the most unknown experts, absolutely killing it in their deep niched area. And there's really something about that that kind of speaks to me in the middle, right? Like, I love to help the people that are right for me. So I don't want to be the best kept secret, but I'm just also done with the pressure of having the most likes, the most this, the most that. And I really just want to let my message, my voice, my vibe, my work, my authenticity, my values just truly have a place in the world where I can help the right people at the right time in their lives. And I don't know if any of that resonates with you, but doing some of this inner work for me has really landed. And it's really helping with things like being okay with stepping away from Reels, for example, just as one example of this. And I'm not saying in any way you have to step away from Reels. Reels are awesome. But for me, why do we do Reels? Why was I doing Reels? Because they're one of the highest reaches. And when I was doing it, I was normally doing it for my engage and entertain content, which is more performative, if you will, or I was making it performative, I should say, sorry. And I'm not going to be doing that anymore in a way that's uncomfortable, but that's what I was doing. And so then I went, well, do I really need to do that when I actually would rather personally to put content out there that is optimized for organic reach, but is not performative, is actually my voice, my vibe. And if I need more visibility, I also have ad strategies that pay for themselves as well. So really recognizing that I get to make the decision to do what I want. And again, this is all personal decisions I have made as Corinda the person, not as Corinda the content sidekick telling you what you should be doing. Like, one of my favorite things is to get to help people break through their reels and find their voice on reels and like use trending audios and figure out the topics that are going to get them more reach and engage and entertain if that feels amazing to them, because it does feel amazing to people. And I help people sell out businesses without running a single ad ever if they don't want to. Or I help people run businesses just on ads with never having, you know, to worry about organic social media reach in their life. Like, that is my job, to help you find your way to do it. But what I'm saying is that I finally feel like I'm finding my way. And I really hope that as you evolve and grow and learn more about yourself, that you make these decisions for you, to truly listen to that true intuition that you have, and to build the type of business, marketing, offers, and you as the engine that actually lights you up. And that is just truly what has worked so well for me. I feel like I'm in this place right now where my marketing, my offers, and me feel so aligned, where I am finding this abundance, moving towards more abundance, serving at the levels of depth and impact that I want, while also not needing to fight against like my nervous system or my authenticity about feeling like I need to be the loudest or the most popular, where I can be in this beautiful, quiet, potent, deep space, just serving the people that I want to serve, aka you, in the most aligned way, which I am absolutely loving as well. So those are the things that are working for me right now. Obviously, these things are quite large, right? So like going through my offer suite and really making sure that's aligned, like that wasn't just a 6-day thing. Like, that's been something I've been chipping away at every month here or there. And I just encourage you to go and do that audit in your own business. Find the small things you can change right away. Find the big things that you know you need to adjust, so in 6 months, 12 months time, you're in the place you want to be and you're not still waking up every morning thinking this part of my business really grates against me and it's still the same as it was 6 or 12 months ago, because I, as the CEO, as the leader, as the engine, just haven't shifted it yet. And recognize that you have those choices. And truly look inside you and find what you want in a world that can be very loud around marketing and offers and all of those types of things. Just knowing again that it is okay to create marketing, to create offers, to be a type of leader, CEO, to get seen, loved, selling, and scaling in your own beautiful, unique way, using the best practice that is best for you, and making sure you are your best self in doing that. So that's all from me. That's a little insight. I would love to hear if you wanted to share what has been going well for you in your life and your business this year. As I said at the opening of this episode, one of my favorite things to do is know what's really working well for other people. So feel free to DM me if you would like. I would absolutely love that. But until next time, I hope you continue to get seen, loved, selling, and scale in the best way for you. And as mentioned at the top of this episode, the next time I see you will be after the season break when it comes to the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale show. But do not be a stranger in the meantime. I will see you over at This Is Corinda. I will see you over at This Is Co. I will see you on the email list, where I will still be hanging out, and you will be the very first to know on the email list or on either of those accounts when season 2 of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale show is coming back. It will not be too long. I am already excited to be joining you again, and I am so grateful that you have been here for any episodes so far. That's all from me. I will talk to you very soon. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.